From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you this week?
I'm doing fine. You going to any college graduations soon?
Oh, now that you mention it, yes. Our son Connor's graduating from Emerson College on Monday, and that's the second one out of college. Woo-hoo!
All right.
So in theory, we're going to have more money, but, you know, 30 is the new 20, so... This is what I hear. No, we're really looking forward to it. Dennis Leary is going to be getting an honorary degree, so there is bound to be some kind of comic relief during the during the commencement speech. So it'll be a lot of fun to be in Boston. Yeah. All right. Well, we had a challenge from way across the country, from Boston. It was from Colorado Springs, Colorado, someone who actually listens to the program. Why don't you repeat it?
Yes, it came from listener Kevin Connors of Colorado Springs. I said, think of a seven-letter word that names a person who is much admired. The first letter is P, as in Peter. I said, replace the P with an R, rearrange the result, and you'll name a person who is despised. Who is it?
Who is it?
Well, the much admired person is a patriot. Drop the P, add an R, rearrange, and you get traitor, which is its opposite.
We had over 700 entries from people who solved this particular puzzle, and our winner, who's randomly selected from those correct answers, is Stephen Grady from Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Hi, Stephen.
Hello.
Now, I know Rehoboth Beach because my husband and I spend a lot of time in Bethany Beach, so what do you do that gets you to stay at the beach all year round?
I run a guest house.
Oh, excellent. For a long time?
We've been running it for 7 years now.
And your season's just about to heat up, isn't it?
Yeah, we're getting ready for another season at the beach.
Excellent, excellent. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Just for a couple years.
Oh, and are you a puzzle person?
Yeah, I love crosswords and Scrabble and Boggle.
Oh, neat. Well, you sound like a perfect contestant. Are you ready to play?
Sure.
All right, Will, meet Stephen Grady. Let's play.
All right, Stephen, every answer today is a made-up three-word phrase. The first word has a long O vowel sound. The second word is for, F-O-R. And the third word is the same as the first, except it has a long U vowel sound. For example, if I gave you the clue, wishes regarding a basketball game, you would say hopes for hoops. All right?
Okay.
Number one is footwear exhibitions.
Shoes for shows?
Let's turn that around. The O comes first. The O word comes first.
Shows for shoes.
Shows for shoes is right. Number two is purposes, played by classroom laws. And what are things you have to follow in school?
Rules.
Yes, there's your U sound.
Change that to rolls.
Yeah, rolls for rules are those purposes. Good. Long sticks used in swimming installations.
Poles for pools.
Poles for pools, good. Big books placed in burial places.
Tomes for tombs?
Tomes for tombs, good. A rib or femur that frontiersman Daniel gets.
That's a toughie.
What's a rib or a femur?
A bone.
Uh-huh.
Know any guys with a...
Her boon.
Yeah.
Bone for boon, good. Actress Crawford committed for the sixth month.
Joan for June.
Joan for June. That's when you got her scheduled. That's right. Question asked about which person gets a house. And what's a general term for a house where you live?
Home.
Uh-huh.
Home for whom?
Home for whom? Home you ask home. With a question mark. Good. Certain soft drinks given to weirdos. Well, what are some...
Oh.
Yeah, certain soft drinks...
Sodas?
In one syllable.
That's what I thought first, actually, was soda. And I, soda, what?
No. They're made in Atlanta.
So it would be a brand name.
Coke.
Yeah. Yeah, there
Coke
you go.
For kooks.
Cokes for kooks, good. Monies lent to nutcases.
Monies
lent.
Loans for loons?
Loans for loons, good. Two people in favor of actor John Wilkes.
Foul for fool?
Fools is right.
I think they're fools, right?
Fools for fools.
Fools for fools.
Fools for fools is right. And your last one, this is actually a familiar phrase, what a good reporter has. And what does a reporter report?
News.
Yes. And what does that reporter have?
Nose for news.
Nose for news is correct.
Well, this has got to be one of the weirdest puzzles, I think. And I love the way you have to create ways, you know, to define some common things, you know, like swimming installation, you know.
Right.
Hey, Stephen, you're real good.
Oh, well, thank you.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times, Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Stephen, I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask you anyway, what's that member station you listen to?
WSCL 89.5 FM.
Very good. I'll just mention they also have another frequency, WSDL, which is an all-news coming out of Ocean City, Maryland, too. I'll give them a little bit of a plug. Stephen Grady from Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Thanks for playing the puzzle with us.
Oh, thanks, Leanne. Thanks, Will.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right, Will, the challenge you have for everyone to work on this week.
Well, take the animal puma. The last two letters of its name, M-A, start mandrel, which is a large baboon. Well, the last two letters of mandrel, LL, start llama, and the last two letters of llama start marmot. So the result is a chain of four animals with two-letter links, puma, mandrel, llama, marmot. Can you form a similar chain of animal names linking hippo to ermine? And the number of links in the chain is for you to determine. Every animal has to be either a mammal or a reptile. Only the general terms for animals are allowed, not the names for males, females, young, breeds, nicknames, and that sort of thing. So again, form a chain of animal names linking hippo to ermine. Can you do it?
Well, if you can, put that answer down and email it to us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. And we have an early deadline this week. It'll be Wednesday at noon Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. And Will, Sheila will be here next week because I will be attending my son's commencement as well as a memorial service for my mom. So I'll see you in 2 weeks. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.